who always satisfies our longings for bread, for material things, for fulfillment. It is God who is the true bread of life. The gospel today follows upon the text in which our Lord multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and a sign is created which amazes the people. Even Benjamin is crying out with wonder at this one. The gospel today is connected with the first reading in which the Israelites receive manna from heaven. The gospel emphasizes that it is we, you and I, who build up this faith community, and we strive to ensure that all are fed. Our gospel challenges us. I suppose at an intellectual level, we seek to connect the ideas of bread and food and life. But at a deeper, more spiritual level, it calls us to understand how it is that we connect Eucharist, the physicality of bread and wine, to the sacrament in which God gives us life. The God who is always merciful and forgiving and loving, full of grace in all our lives. In this parish, you and I are witnesses to the importance that all should be fed, and we see that today in visible terms in the gathering space. By the way, we're still collecting food for Sister Visitor Center at least through a Tuesday. So if you go to Kroger's, I'm told that you can buy 4 boxes of cereal for $10, but only if it's Cheerios. So I'm just putting a little promo in there for Cheerios. We continue and always donate and give to organizations which are about the business of combating hunger and lifting up the poor. Sister Visitor Center, St. John's Center for the Homeless. There's so many groups in our community that work in this area. And rather than rest upon our achievements, so to speak, we always strive to give more. We seek out those in our community, yes, in our neighborhoods, who seek their daily bread. In this parish, we also seek to be spiritually fed.
Read your bulletin.
There's so much in there. There's so much that is told us about upcoming events. I know over the coming month, we will sponsor a parish mission from August the 26th to the 28th, and we're following that by a discussion group on the Holy Father's encyclical on the call to holiness. There are so many means available to us by which our souls, our hearts, are fed and healed. These and other programs are part of a whole of lifelong formation. We are about the business of offering, encouraging, and supporting the development of all, seeking to enlarge and enrich their faith. Lifelong formation supports all of our journeys of conversion. And this process of conversion is a communal one. For in the Catholic Church, we know that it is never me. It's always we. In proclaiming to his followers that he is the bread of life, Jesus then goes on to say, "Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." What is it that we hunger for on this day? Our world, as you know, offers us a menu of ways to satisfy hunger. Perhaps that's found in status, or in power, in wealth, in material goods, computer images, sharing rumors. We don't lack, any of us, for choices on that menu. The key for us is always in how and what we choose. And that's where Jesus comes in. His example, his ministry, his presence in our hearts, they form the basis by which we make our choices and set our priorities. And we find our God in sacrament here at the altar, in formation, as I mentioned, and especially in prayer. The how of choosing can be pretty simple. We listen to that quiet voice in our hearts, and we seek to see his presence in everyone that we encounter. Now that's a formula for making decisions. The what is sometimes trickier. The application of gospel values of our faith in the very real and sometimes complicated menu of choices which we face, that can be difficult. Perhaps our answer is found in whether our choices satisfy our most profound and deepest hunger and thirst. A few weeks ago, I suggested that rest and reflection, as well as spending quality time with our family and others, that's critically important. Does spending time with our children or grandchildren and playing games and coloring and assembling puzzles, does that meet a need? Of course, it may even meet our deepest need for connection and love. I suspect that these and other examples of seemingly doing little go a long way toward making a big difference. The release of the latest Winnie the Pooh movie. He's still meeting Christopher Robin. And it called to mind for me a famous Poohism. And that is, doing nothing often leads to the very best something. You see, Saint Winnie the Pooh can be very wise, in my opinion. Now let's be clear, we're not called to be passive or to ignore the reality of the world around us. Indeed, as Catholics, and having been fed at this altar, we are always being called forth to engage and work for justice around us. But getting there sometimes requires a bit of contemplation of being both alone and in dialogue with the author of all creation. For it is God who satisfies our longings. And when we cooperate in that by helping the needy, in engaging in lifelong formation, and making the right choices based upon our faith and our knowledge and relationship with God, each day will draw us closer to Him, the God who loves us.